Hey everybody, welcome to Talk is BDC Wrestling. I am your host, your boy BDC, and we are here to talk about the internet and these wrestling fanboys, what they got to say about The Rock and Cody and Seth Rollins and getting online, you know, today, this morning, and just seeing, you know, these tweets and people going in on The Rock is just depressing. But we are here, like I said, on Sunday, you know, new episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling. We got a lot to talk about. Really, we do have a lot to talk about because this is a big deal and it's concerning. You know, it's crazy that, you know, we got to talk about, you know, these grown men, you know, crying. I remember when I was little, you know, I used to cry about, you know, not getting toys or video games on Christmas and, you know, maybe that bike you wanted, you know, or, you know, just something you wanted, you know, but I would never cry over wrestling, you know, a wrestler losing or something like that, you know, it's just crazy. It's crazy to me, but you know what, you know, wrestling fans are different, you know, I guess in 2024. You know, so we're going to get into that, you know, and maybe a few other small things, but we're going to talk about The Rock and Cody Rhodes, though. I got some thoughts, too, on that as well. I'm not 100% on board of what happened, but we're going to talk about it. But before we get into the episode, don't forget to like, share, and, you know, throw a little review. You know, if you're on Apple Music, Spotify, or whatever, you know, I appreciate it. And yeah, let's get into this episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling. Okay, everybody, let's get to the point of this because it's been on my mind for the past 2 days. Like I said, these grown men crying, you know, behind their little keyboards, you know, typing, texting, and all that good stuff. You know, we had Cody Rhodes win the Royal Rumble. You know, Seth Rollins is the champion, the world champion, and Roman Reigns is the Universal Champion. We're going to talk about my opinion, what I think first before I get into the crybabies. But Cody Rhodes won, you know, so that means he has the right. And by the right, he has the right to finish his story that he's been talking about for a while. So Seth Rollins gives him a really good option, secondary option, about how he's the workhorse and what that title means. And, you know, it's being defended so much and stuff like that. You know, that's the title his dad, you know, would have wanted, you know, a workhorse title. And that's the title his dad had, I think, it was the World Heavyweight Championship. You know, so he made that point, you know, why he should, you know, Cody Rhodes should pick him. But then Cody Rhodes got screwed last year from Roman, you know, from the whole bloodline and stuff like that. And so I guess he wanted to finish his story, which to me, what does finishing your story mean? What does it mean? You know, does it have to be the Universal Championship or the World Heavyweight Championship? Because, you know, he got to pick, you know, what belt he wants. And SmackDown is where he had to decide, I guess, where he wanted to decide. So he gets there to SmackDown and he clearly makes it, you know, known, obvious that he wants the you know, the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship. Just before, you know, he really announced it, he said he don't have to finish his story at WrestleMania. So what you're telling me is you don't want to finish your story at WrestleMania. But what was the point of winning the Royal Rumble? The Royal Rumble is one of the biggest pay-per-views besides WrestleMania. making history, you know, at WrestleMania or Royal Rumble was a big deal. You know, the first superstar in, like, you know, since Stone Cold, Steve Austin. So you win that, and clearly you could finish your story. Clearly. But you give your spot to The Rock. And, you know, hopefully, you know, I'm not going to hate on this, like, you know, like what we're going to get into later on. Hopefully they clarify some stuff. You know, that's where, I think that's where coming in at, you know, people are jumping the gun. They're crying too soon. You know, let the story progress a little bit. You know, I mean, it looks bad a little bit from here. But sometimes you have to give it a break a little bit. And just, like, breathe. Like, just breathe a little bit and see where it goes. Yes, this guy gave up his spot. Is he fighting Seth Rollins? Remember, he beat Seth Rollins twice already. His last match, he had a torn pec. Beat Seth Rollins in a Hell in a Cell at, like, 30%. Beat Seth Rollins at like 30% with a torn pec. So for me, it makes Cody Rhodes look kind of bad going for Seth Rollins. You going for Seth Rollins, you know, remember, you beat him at almost like 30% with a torn pec. He was 100%. You're 100%. Going for a world heavyweight champion with a messed up back that's injured. I don't know if that is considered finishing your story. Is he going to feel satisfied winning that match at WrestleMania? You know? I don't know. I mean, if he would have just said, you know, if he would have just agreed to the story, like, yeah, I agree with you. You know, we could fight for the world title. That would have been a lot better than just, hey, you know what? I'm going to fight Roman, but I'm going to give up the spot and we'll fight later. So I'm assuming finishing the story for Cody Rhodes is not the World Heavyweight Championship. If he wins the World Heavyweight Championship, that's not finishing the story. But we're going to talk about another rumor going around that, you know, that might help with this storyline. Maybe they finish the story with him beating Roman at SummerSlam. You know, they're unifying both of the titles. Maybe they just going back to one title. You know, maybe they doing that, you know, where he beats Seth Rollins, you know, and Roman beats The Rock at WrestleMania. And then, you know, SummerSlam, they fight for the Undisputed, you know, or whatever they want to call it, Undisputed Universal Heavyweight Championship. I'll give it a name. That's the name. But to me, if they do that, the point of having a world title, bringing it back, was to, you know, basically put the championship on two shows. So both shows have a champion. So, you know, this championship would literally last a year and a few months, which I don't know if I'm cool with that. You know, I'm not going to cry on the internet about it or nothing like that. But, you know, what was the point of having a title come back for a month and a couple, or a year and a couple of months, just for it to be unified again? WWE is really good at doing that, bringing stuff back and, you know, just not unifying it. They haven't unified the tag titles. You know, I feel like they haven't yet. They still got both titles. So both champions come out with four titles. Which don't make no sense at all. Like, I don't know why they don't just make one blue and one red. Like, they're both red and blue, so just have one red and one blue. Simple. But maybe they like carrying an extra gold. I wouldn't want to carry no two titles being a tag team champion. Those things are heavy, so I don't know. That's just me. I'm complaining. I'm nitpicking on small stuff. Ignore me. But back to the story. You know, maybe they unify the titles and, you know, they just go with one champion, you know, on both shows. But at the same time, you know, you kind of kind of taking opportunities away for other superstars now, because now you only have one champion, which I think two champions are pretty cool. You know, it gives other people opportunity, like a LA Knight or somebody. You know, now it seems like if they have one title, it takes away the chances of people like LA Knight and, you know, some people, Gunther, you know, that might want the belt. That might be kind of boring at first, you know. Some of these people, I ain't going to say boring, but, you know, LA Knight, would you want him as, like, your main champion? Beating people like Orton and Roman and, I don't know. I wouldn't have a problem with it, but it just seems like I said, it's more opportunity to have a world title and a universal title on separate shows. But, you know, I'm down if they want to do one title. I mean, it'd be interesting to see. Hopefully, if they do one title again, they don't have any part-time champions like Roman that defends the belt once every 2 or 3 months. That's the scary part about WWE. They love doing this, you know. And if The Rock wins that belt, you know, do we call it a Hollywood championship? Because that's what it's going to feel like if Rock wins, you know. And, you know, they might as well just give it to wrestlers like David Arquette and, you know, Future and Snoop Dogg. Because, you know, that's what that belt is going to be looking like if they just keep giving it to part-timers. You know, SmackDown is really good for that. You know, they got Rock or Roman Reigns has been defending that belt once every 2 or 3 months. You got Logan Paul. His first title defense was like in like 60 days or something like that. He hasn't defended that belt. So your Universal Championship and your U.S. Championship are on celebrities. And I just say Roman because, you know, they treat him like a celebrity. You know, he's a big deal, but I wouldn't say no celebrity. Like, you know, celebrities you think of like, you know, social media, Hollywood and stuff like that. But they treat Roman like a movie star. So, you know, I don't know. And then, you know, he makes the World Heavyweight Championship look bad. You know, when he on SmackDown, when he said, you know, what he said about Seth Rollins, and he called him his little brother. It just kind of made the World Heavyweight Championship look very, very small. So I don't know. I don't know where to go with this. I'm going to sit back and chill and eat my popcorn and watch Raw and SmackDown every week and just watch it, you know, and not cry and moan about it and stuff like that. But that's my take on it, you know. I think Cody Rhodes will beat Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns will beat The Rock, and they might unify it at SummerSlam. I'm not sure about that. Like, if I don't know how Cody Rhodes finished the story with the Heavyweight Championship. Like, do he lose the World Heavyweight Championship and then go after Roman Reigns? That's the question right there. I don't know. Like, that's what makes me think they're going to unify these belts. And unify these belts, you know, they take away opportunity for other superstars, like I said. So, I don't know. It's going to be curious and interesting to watch every week. You know, they're going to have eyes glued to, you know, Monday Night Raw and SmackDown every week to make sure, see where the storyline going. You know, I'm pretty sure it's going to do some good things with the Bloodline and Rock involved. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes do. I'm all for it, you know. But we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back. And I'm going to get on this internet. I'm going to get on this internet just crying, moaning, and all that stuff. These grown men just crying. I want to talk about it. I'll be back. I'm going to take a little quick break, and we will be right back. Okay, we are back. And let's get straight to the point. Let's get straight to the point. Because I feel like I've been holding back and I'm just tired of these so-called fanboys, and not even like fanboys. I wouldn't even say fanboys. These are just people that in their head, they just can't let a story finish. And if you don't know what I'm talking about the Cody Rhodes and Rock story going on right now, how Cody Rhodes gave a spot. You know, from what I believe, it's a bigger picture to this. So I'm about to get back to what I was getting back to. So these crying fans just can't really wrap around their finger. They can't get it around their finger that it's a bigger picture to this storyline. So for you to roll out of your bed and get on your keyboard or text and just cry, oh no, the poor Cody, they're not finishing, they're not letting him finish the story. And, you know, and these are the same people to be like, oh, WWE don't have no good storylines, or they don't, they're not consistent, or the storylines are dull. Which they give you this story with The Rock taking Cody's spot. You don't think it's an endgame to that? So mysteriously, your head just blinked, or your head just goes empty, and you just forget and just think that's it. You think Cody Rhodes ends the story with just Seth Rollins? Like, come on. And then you get on like your keyboards and your phones and, oh, justice for Cody. We want Cody. Like, you want Cody just because Cody didn't get into the main event. He stopped getting paid. He's not getting paid. Big money, merchandise, you know, top. So WWE screwed Cody Rhodes, or TKO screwed him. The Rock screwed him. Cody's not getting paid. His family is screwed, or, you know, this is the last WrestleMania. Is it the last WrestleMania? Is it? I got to check the calendar, because people are making it seem like this is the last WrestleMania. This is the last time Cody Rhodes will ever main event. And who said Cody Rhodes had to finish the story at this WrestleMania? At this WrestleMania. Who knows, you know, that him winning the world title is part of the story, you know, and unifying the Universal Championship. You know, who knows that, you know, or don't know? You know, nobody knows, but it seemed like it makes sense. It makes sense. So why are these wrestling fans and big YouTubers are reporting this? You know, Cody got screwed, and look at Cody Rhodes' face. Poor Cody. I can't talk about it. It just hurts. Look at poor Cody's face. He looks so sad. Cody probably at home laughing with a fat paycheck. Oh, I'm really selling this story really good. It's acting. Now, is Cody Rhodes maybe upset that he's not main event in this WrestleMania? Maybe. Maybe. But he, far as we know, he might main event night one. Night one is bad? Is night one a bad WrestleMania or something? Or I don't know. Last time I checked, they was both the same. You know, both nights are both big. People spend big money on both nights. So I don't get what's the crying for. You know, last time I checked, if you didn't like something, just don't watch it if it's that bad. If it's that bad, bugging you to get up and roll out of your bed, you know, and tweet or get on your phone, if it's that bad, just don't watch it. That's the, if you really wanna kill the story, just don't watch it. If everybody didn't like, you know, didn't like the videos or dislike or watch it, they would lose a lot of views, and then they would have to be forced to change the stuff. But if you're watching it complaining, they're doing a good job because you're still watching and you're still tuned in to see what's gonna happen. The Rock is not dumb. You know, he knows, you know, likes or dislikes is still good. Believe it or not, like who cares if it's like the most disliked video? That means everybody watched it. If it's 20 million dislikes, that means 20 million people liked it or watched that video. So yeah, you know, think about that. Think about every time you hate on something, you watch something and hate on something and then continue to watch it, you're just helping the company out. So maybe if you stop crying and go to work or do something, you know, in your life and just stop, you know, and then complaining about WWE and worry about what they're doing, you might feel better, you know. And I'm not talking to everybody, just the ones that's crying and stuff like that. That's the way I see it. Like, you know, like it's like a video game. If you don't like a video game, just don't play it. Watch AEW. You know, AEW has been putting out good stuff. Watch AEW. Watch TNA. Watch New Japan. It's so much wrestling out there to be crying on one show. Yeah, you might be a fanboy. Ooh, I only watch WWE. That's the only one. That's the be all and end, you know, wrestling. That's the only wrestling. Then open your eyes, you know, and to other wrestling. Some of the great promotions out there that you might love. If you think this is gonna stop you from watching wrestling, then yeah, you're not a real wrestling fan because you're not open to storytelling. WWE, it's a reason why it's called WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment. It's not WWE what everybody wants. You know, I think it should have been this. I think it should have been that. We supposed to just sit back and watch wrestling and enjoy it. We don't enjoy it, it's other stuff to watch. AEW, TNA, like I said, et cetera, et cetera. But for us to just get online and just hate, you know, and weeks before that, everybody blew up the internet with The Rock wanting to be the head of the table. Oh my God, The Rock is coming. Oh yes, they're finally doing it. Yes, 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 yes. And now we're like, no, 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 no. Is everybody like crazy or on pills or everybody's two-faced? Did you just forget you was cheering this man and broke the internet because you wanted The Rock to finish or to be the head of the table? But now you don't like how he did it. You don't like how Cody Rhodes gave up his spot for Roman. You know, now you're mad and feel sad and, you know, depressed and want to tweet about it all day. And you know, you want to downgrade The Rock and now say he's not doing nothing. And well, he's the board of director. He's part of the board and he's running it, calling his shots. But just a couple of weeks ago, you was cheering this man for being moving up in the company, you know, praising him in Triple H. But now, you know, his daughter is the general manager of NXT. And, you know, he's possibly main event WrestleMania. And now you hate him. Don't make no sense. Now you hate The Rock. Considered one of the best wrestlers, noticeable faces of all time that everybody love, just want to turn on him now? Now you want to boom? Don't make no sense to me. I hate being a wrestling fan sometimes. I really hate being a wrestling fan sometimes. Wrestling fans are freaking crybabies a lot. You know, they think they know everything what they see. That's why I don't report all like the rumors and stuff on this podcast. I just talk and you know, get my opinions and what I think might happen. I don't get on here and be like, well, it says Triple H is leaving WWE. He's leaving it by tomorrow. Yep. I don't know why, but he said he is, and the internet says it, and that's it. I just get my opinions on stuff and what might be. It might be true. We'll see. But a lot of these websites, they make you pay and put all this stuff behind paywalls, and all this stuff is just rumors. You know, like, you know, just to throw up one, Sasha Banks signed with AEW months ago. You know, she's just waiting to make her debut, you know, or she's in, you know, at the Royal Rumble in the back. She's about to make her debut. Sasha Banks ain't appearing in AEW or Royal Rumble, or she ain't even been on any kind of wrestling at all lately. So nobody knows nothing about Sasha Banks. Only person knows about Sasha Banks is Sasha Banks. Or Mercedes Moné, what you want to call herself. So I like to just comment on stuff like that. I don't like to announce it as like, you know, like it's a fact. A lot of these websites be like, yeah, 99%, you know, this and this, you know, and Cody is really mad and he contacted Tony Khan. He's really mad about this. Like, yeah, whatever. But that's just my opinion on it. And I just wanted to share my opinion on that. Hopefully, you know, some people agree. You know, I'm sorry if you disagree. I'm sorry if you hate me. I'm sorry. I'm just giving my honest opinion. But we're going to end it on that note. You know, I hope everybody have a good day. And, you know, we got the NXT pay-per-view, you know, coming up tonight. You know, and the Super Bowl next week. So, yeah, we will be talking about the Super Bowl slightly. You know, maybe I just might pick a winner. You know, coming up next episode, which will be Friday morning. So yeah, that's about it, everybody. That's all I got to talk about. This whole Rock and Cody Rhodes thing is blown way over proportion. I think this is going really crazy right now. You know, hopefully Monday clarify a bunch of stuff for everybody so they can stop crying and enjoy their life, because it's more things going on, and it's a bigger picture that you can't see, you know, and people are mad because they can't see the full picture. But yeah, that's one of the best ways to look at it. But we're going to end this episode on a good note. I hope everybody have a good weekend, rest of your weekend, and enjoy the next week. And I can't wait to see Monday Night Raw Monday and see, you know, where this story goes. But yeah, we're going to end it. I'd like to thank everybody for listening, and enjoy the rest of everything what you're doing. I will see y'all on the next one.